Zok the Mishnah Vayit, Masech the Sukkah, Perik Hey, Mishnah Vov. In this Mishnah, we're going to learn, Be'ez Hashem Yisbarach, how the 24 shifts of Kehanim divided their Avayit. What are shifts of Kehanim? What are the Mishmaris Kehuna? All of the Kehanim were divided into 24 shifts. This was done by Shmuel Hanavi and Dovra Melech, and each Mishmar was named after the Reish HaMishpacha at the time that they were divided into the 24. Anytime a person is appointed to a certain role, it's called the Mishmaris. That's what Rashi says. So Zak the Mishnah. Once again, Perik Hay, Mishnah Vav. Yom Tov HaRishon Shel Chag, the first day of Yom Tov, of Sukkot. Hayasham, you had it over there in the Beis HaMikdash. Shloisha Aser Parim, 13 bulls. Be'elim Shnayim, 2 rams. V'sayerecha, and 1 male goat. So they were makrif 16 behemoths, besides for the Kvasim, which we'll discuss later on. Being that during Yom Tov, all 24 shifts of Kehanim were pressed into service, and we would like to give a behemoth to each Mishmar, so 16 of the 24 was Zaycha in the 16 behemoths on the first day. What about the other 8? 8 out of the 24 were left. They didn't get anything to be Makriv. Zakta Mishnah. Nishtairusham, you really had left over Arba Asar Kivasim. 14 sheep? There was another 14 sheep, so how many Karbanis were there total for the first day? 16 plus 14. 30. Oh, wait, so now I have a different problem. Not that I don't have enough behemoths. I have too many. There's 24 shifts of Kehanim, all working, and there are 30 behemoths. So, let's see what we're going to do over here. Again, we're on the first day. On the first day, there were 16 before we got to the Kvasim. The 13 Parim, the 2 Elim, and 1 Sayer. That went to 16. We have 8 shifts of Kehanim left, and we have 14 Kvasim. Nishtayrusham, as the Mishnah explains, Arba Asar Kvasim, 14 Kvasim, Lishmayna Mishmaris, for 8 shifts of Kehanim, that still weren't Makrav yet. So, B'yayim Harishon, on the first day, Shisha, 6 out of the remaining 8, Makriv, and each one is Makriv, Shnayim Shnayim, 2 Kvasim each, that's a total of 12. And then I have 2 Kvasim left, for the 2 Mishmaris, they didn't get anything yet. The Hashar, the rest of the Mishmaris, Echad Echad, each one gets 1. So on day number 1, it gets divided, 16 to 16. And out of the 14 Kvasim, 6 get 2, that's 12. And the last 2 out of the 8, each one gets 1. Zakta Mishnah Vayter Vasheni, on day number 2. Now here's the problem. Each day, there's 1 less par. On the first day, there were 13 parim. On the second day, there are only 12 parim. So besides with the 14 kvasim, I only start out with 15 behemoths. What do I do now? So on day number 2, 1 behemoth for each mishmer, that's 15. But how many are left? Today, on the second day, I have 9 shifts of kehanim left. That's 9 shifts for 14 kvasim. How did we divide it? Chamisha, 5 of them, makriven. They were makriv, each one, shnayim, shnayim, 2 kvasim. That's a total of 10. So how many are left? 4. Vashar, so the 4 mishmaris kahuna that were left, that still weren't zaychet to a karben, echad, echad, each one gets 1. Vashlishi, on day number 3 of Sukkot, we go down 1 par. Now they were only makriv 11 parim. So besides, so the 14 kvasim, we're down to only 14. So now we have 1 behemah for each mishmer for the first 14. How many are left? Well, if there are 24 and we only have for 14, there are 10 that are left. 10 for 14 kvasim. So Arba, 4 of the shifts of Kehanim, Makriv, and each one will be Makriv Shnayim Shnayim. Each one 2, that's 8 kvasim. So we have 6 kvasim left over for the remaining 6 shifts of Kehuna. Vashar, and the rest are going to each take 1. Echad, echad. Vaitre, Zakta Mishnah, Berevi on day number 4. Now we go down even 1 more par. Now there were only makriv 10 par. So besides for the kvasim, I have only 13 behemoths. So I give a behemoth to each mishmer. How many are left after the 13? 24 minus 13. So there are 11 left. 11 left for 14 kvasim. We're going to break it down this way. Shloisha, 3 of the remaining shifts are going to get 2. Makriv and Shnayim, Shnayim, each one 2. That takes care of another 6 kvasim. So we have 8 sheep left for 8 mishmaris. V'hashar the rest, echad echad, each one one. V'chamishi on day number 5, there were only makriv 9 parim. So besides of the 14 kvasim, I have 12 behemais. So these first 12 behemais I give to 12 mishmaris. How many are left? 12. There's only 24. Only 12 got the behemais. 12 are left. And I have 14 kvasim. How do I divide it? Shnayim, 2 of the mishmaris. Makriv mishnayim shnayim. Each one's going to get 2. That's 4 kvasim. How many are left? 10 kvasim for 10 shifts. V'hasha the rest. Echad echad. Each one one. V'hashishi on day number 6. On day number 6 of Sukkot, they were only makriv 8 parim. So besides with the 14 kvasim, I have only 11 behemais to start with. 8 parim, 2 elim, 1 sayir. You only have 11 behemoths before I get to the 14 kvasim, so one behemoth goes for each mishmar. How many mishmars are left without anything? 13. 13 have to get 14 kvasim. How do I do this? Echad, one of them, makriv shnayim, is going to get 2 kvasim, and I'm left with 12 for the 12 remaining mishmars. V'hashar, the rest of the 12, echad, echad, each one gets 1. Vaitrazak the Mishnah Vashvi, what about on day number 7? The 7th day of Sukkot, they had only 7 parim. It goes down 1 each day. So besides the 14 kvasim, I have only 10 behemoths left. Actually, I start with 10 behemoths, 7 parim, 2 elim, and 1 soya. And besides that, I have 14 kvasim. So I give 1 behemoth to each mishmer. That takes care of 10. I have 14 shifts of kehanim left without anything. They have to get the 14 kvasim. Oh, very good. 14 for 14, kolan shavin. Everyone gets 1. Incidentally, on the first day, they would make a pious, a girl, who gets to be makir of the first par. And afterwards, they divided the rest of the karbonis, the parim, the elim, and the sarim, the kvasim, according to the seder, according to the regular order of the mishmaris kahuna. There's a seder in Divri Hayamim, how they went, what the order was. So again, the only girl was on the first day, and then it went according to the seder. Okay, B'Shmini, I'm up to day number 8 now. This is Shmini Atzeres. Shmini Atzeres is a regal b'fnei atzmai. The karbanis of Shmini Atzeres aren't like the seder of the karbanis on Sukkot. Therefore, chazru l'payis, they returned back to the garel. They made a garel between all the 24 mishmaris kahuna to decide which mishmar is going to get to be makriv. And it didn't go according to the seder of mishmaris, one after the other. Rather, the 24 mishmaris did a garel between them. And it's very possible that someone that already got it should get it again. Kibbutz Galim, like other Yom Tov, they did this every Yom Tov. It was only on Sukkot. They just made the girl on the first day. Amr the Chacham, the Rishayim said, Mishikrav Parim Ayoim, anyone that was Makrav Parim on any of the days of Sukkot, Lo Yakrav Lamachar, should not get a chance again to do a par. Those shifts of Kehanim, they were not Makrav Parim yet, only they had one of the other Karbonis, like the Elim or the Sair or the Kvasim, that are smaller, they don't get the Par. They never allowed any Mishmah to be Zachar in the Parim 2 days, one after the other, Ela Chayzrin Chalila. Rather, as long as there was one shift of Kehanim that didn't yet get to be Makav a Par, he would get the chance. Chayzrin Chalila means they had a rotation. They took their turn according to the rotation. Okay, quickly chazring over. In this Mishnah we learned, there are 24 shifts of Kehanim. Normally throughout the year, they were divided. Every shift got about 2 weeks. But on Yom Tov, everybody was there because there were so many karbanis. Our Mishnah teaches us how they divided their karbanis each day. It was a little bit complicated because you didn't have the same amount of karbanis each day. Every day there was 14 kvasim. Every day there was 2 elim and 1 sayer. But the amount of parim changed. On the first day there were 13 parim, the second day 12, and it continued to go down until the seventh day. On the seventh day, there were only 7 parim. So Memela, our Mishnah, told us how it was divided every single day. We always take the Shloisha Asa parim, 2 Elim and 1 Sarim, and put them in one group, and the 14 Kvasim in a different group. So on day number 1, we had 13 parim, 2 Elim, 1 Sayer. That went to 16 of the Mishmaris Kahuna. The 14 Kvasim were left for 8. 6 of them got 2, 2 each, and the remaining 2 each got 1. On day number 2, we had only 12 parim. So besides with the 14 Kvasim, we covered only 15. So we have 9 shifts that are left. 9 have to divide the 14 that are left. So 5 were makriv, 2 each. Before they were left, each got 1. On day number 3, we had only 11 parim. So besides the kvasim, we had only 14 behemoths to start with. That leaves 10 without anything. 10 have to get the last 14. 4 get 2 each, the rest 1-1. Day number 4 of Sukkot. How many parim do we have now? 10 parim. So besides for the last 14 kfasim, we have only 13 behemais. Give each mishmer one behema. We're left with 11 mishmers that aren't covered. The 11 have to get 14 kvasim. Three are going to get 2-2. The rest, 1-1. Day number 5, you have only 9 parim. 12 mishmaris are left. Two are going to get 2-2. And the 10 that are left afterwards, each one is going to get 1. Day number 6, you have only 8 parim. So besides the 14 kvasim, we have 11 behemais. Give one behemah to each mishmer. How many are left? There are 24 shifts of kehanim, and we have only 11. You have 13 shifts that are left. 13 have to get the 14 kvasim. How do we do this? Well, one gets 2, and the rest get 1-1. Day number 7, there's only 7 parim. So besides the 14 kvasim, we have 10 behemais. That leaves 14 mishmaris gona without a carbon, but now it's simple. There are 14 kvasim. Each one gets 1. We also explained that it starts off with a pious on day number 1, then it goes according to the order. Shmini Atzeres is a regel b'fnei atzeh. We go back to the regular pious, the way it's done on other Yamim Taivim.